in some of these solo albums, you allow yourself to either indulge in maybe your punkier side or indulge in your countryer side. Is that the idea? Is it that I need to do something by myself without, I don't need Emily's input on this one. I just have some things I got to get off my chest. Is that what motivates things like Holler?
Now it's just motivated by, like, I love the collaborators that play with my country band. So I just keep making records with them. Yeah. And we kind of venture off into other territories now. But when I originally started playing music and solo music in 2001, I had had an indie label since 89 that was really focusing more on like punk and alternative and kind of, but also just like songwriters, no matter what kind of music they played. And I had all these bands that I loved, and I was writing songs that didn't fit with Indigo Girls. And actually, Peter Collins, one of our producers, said, have you ever thought of making a solo record? And it was kind of like a dig. I remember because we were working on a song that was not working, and he was like, put it on the solo
record. Save it for your solo thing.
Which was like the joke, you know, because anything that was good was like, Amy will put it on her solo record. But that's, you know, but I made Stag, my first record. It was very punk rock, and it was all these groups. It was like Joan Jett's on it, the Rocketeens.